Gary Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Thursday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Oh, can I just start with a quick something?
Yes.
What is stand-uppers?
Hey, yeah. I just thought I would mention it. I would just, if you guys wouldn't mind, just a quick shout-out to Romani.
Oh, my God. Again, another day.
Yes. Anyone, if you've got any shout-outs.
We're not doing it. I'm putting my foot down. I love Romani, but she does.
Oh, my gosh.
We can't shout-out to her on the show again.
Have you turned on
Romani? No, I'm feeling for the
people. Just as you've got on board as well.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm finally on board shout-outs, mate. This was your idea. It's your segment.
I'm just conscious of the fact that people don't want to hear a whole show of shout-outs from Arnie.
Well, our phones have gone into meltdown, so.
The people do love it.
Yeah, they do.
What have I started?
Just give a shout-out, mate.
At Carrie Tommy
Show,
you can.
That was a quick one.
Hey.
Hang on. Maybe the people are over it. G'day, Grace.
Oh, I've got a quick shout-out for my girl, Imani.
Oh, yeah, good on you, Grace. Thank you for getting involved. Thank you. Really appreciate that.
I can't
that.
Believe you actually asked yesterday if people could film themselves, like in shopping centres doing shout-out over loudspeakers.
That was you.
Was it?
Yes. For someone who's not into it.
You want this to go global. We're going to try and get Kim Kardashian to do a shout-out to Imani.
Where do you sit on the fence, mate? G'day, Michael.
Right on the fence.
Yeah. G'day, Michael.
Hello.
Hello, mate. What are you calling for?
Shout out for Romani.
Good on you, Michael. Thank you for calling from the bog by the sounds of it. Good stuff.
So you don't know about this. I wasn't meant to know about this either. But today Jesse has this fun thing planned for us. Last time we had a fun thing planned, you were pureeing a sock in a blender and drinking it.
I spewed in a bin.
And we baby Bjorned you around the studio.
I know.
As well.
And I saw something under the desk and I was like, as soon as I saw it, because I've seen this online on TikTok, I know exactly what he's going to make us do. You don't know about it. There is a drop sheet on the ground. That's how messy it might get.
There's going to be a drop sheet on the ground?
Yes. We are going to do
that. Sorry, was I meant to go with the theatre of radio then and say there is a drop sheet on the ground at the moment?
No, there will be.
Okay. Yep. Good.
We are doing that. Very soon.
Okay. I feel nervous.
Sure. Of all the things we've done, look, it's not. I mean, well, oh, yeah, you should be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just before we go quickly, just g'day, Laura.
Hello.
What would you like to say?
I want to give a shout out to Romani.
Good on you, Laura. Thanks for getting involved. What's your favourite thing about? Okay.
Gary and Tommy.
Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Thursday afternoon.
You know when you learn something about a close friend and then when you hear it, you can't unhear it and you wish you'd never heard it and it changes how you feel about them forever?
Do you know, I actually find, I know exactly what you're talking about because we both heard it at the same time, and I actually find it disgusting.
Yes. I mean, is it disgusting or is it just weird?
No, it's disgusting because I think of the activities that you usually do and the replacement for not having this item.
Yeah.
And I just think of the heat that generates.
Yeah.
And the general kind of cooking and sautéing that then happens in that general area. It's not something that I've pondered it too long.
Yeah, you have. The person in question, this dear friend of ours, we're talking about is our executive producer, Sonda.
So I'm bad at sad. I'm good at sex.
That's her intro. Hello, Sonda.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Right.
Is this because I pooed myself the other day?
No. I mean, if you did, that's even a bigger issue to do with what we're talking about.
Yes, it is. Hang on. Have another guess.
Because I'm passionate and fun. I don't know.
And those things we'd find disgusting.
Well, you do find it disgusting when I try and make you.
Okay. You're now going to say things you regret.
Okay.
So I'm going to save you here.
Yep.
Should we just talk through clothing?
Sure. Great idea.
Is it my 90?
Your maternity 90 that you still think is sexy?
Yeah, the one I gave birth in.
Yes, that you also. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm bringing it tonight to our sleepover.
Yeah. The before and the after both happened in the 90. No, it's not the 90. No.
Would it be better to say her lack of?
Yeah. What are you lacking in the clothing department?
What are you missing in the clothing department?
Designer clothes?
Imagine if that was it. We got you a whole designer wardrobe.
Loser. He's your stylist.
Oh, no, I know.
Do you feel that is a shame now starting to creep over head to toe?
I don't feel ashamed. I think this is fine. I just don't own a tracksuit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my trackies. You wear.
What do you mean?
The other day we were
own a trackie.
We were on a Zoom and you were in bed and you're in jeans.
You were sick, lying down in jeans.
Yeah. Do
in
you
bed.
Not get up and put clothes on, guys? Why are you acting as though I'm the weirdo for getting dressed?
On, mate, you were in bed in jeans.
Yeah. Well, I don't. I wear clothes during the day and a nightie at night.
Yeah, but don't you have in between clothes? Like, what happens when you get home from work and you take off your designer gear or your jeans or whatever it is? Then don't you need some middle ground clothes, like relaxing clothes?
No, I get home and I wear the clothes that I wore, and then when
till
I
you go to bed, the jeans.
Yeah. Well, I don't. Why are you double outfitting?
No, but it's about comfort. It's about the time of the night where you're meant to.
Sonda, I think
they're
you
not
need a,
though.
I think you
jeans
a,
aren't.
You need to let it breathe.
Your bits. Because other than jeans, the only other pants you wear are your running gear. Do you wear that all the way up to bed?
Yeah.
And then you just go into your nightie.
Yeah. Shower first. Yeah. So but hang on. What are you saying that tracksuits air your bits out more than jeans?
Oh, they do.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. What do you mean?
Oh, yes. I don't know what a tracksuit is.
It's denim. But like these are tracky shorts that I'm wearing.
But how did
They're
you get
good.
Through lockdown last year?
Oh, that
how
was
did you.
You
get through all of COVID where no one did went anywhere sitting around in jeans? Did you not get like tracksuit pants at any point that time?
I have active wear and I wear, but jeans are just pants. I don't have a problem with them. I don't understand why you're so anti-jeans.
Which is that they're just not comfortable.
Son.
But they are.
We've got a plan. We're going to burn your jeans.
Oh, my God.
And instead, we have bought you your first ever pair of tracksuit pants.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
We actually got your tracksuit top two, but it didn't arrive. So we'll work on that.
Oh, my.
Here is your first.
What? Oh, my God. This is mortifying.
Hot pink pair of juicy.
Couture.
Oh,
with Diamante, the word juicy, written across the ass, or if you want to switch it up, the front bum.
I actually hate you both so much.
If,
how awful.
If you took matters into your own hands, you could have bought a black or grey pair and been wearing them. But because you didn't do that, you know, we had to do it for you.
You've made us do some weird stuff in our time. Now, Sonda, take your pants off.
Okay. 131060, do you hate your friends?
No, 131060, do you sleep and lay down in jeans? Because currently you in bed under the doona in jeans is just not okay.
I love it because I love it. Can we also add in, can we do a two-prong? Son, you're the boss?
Yeah.
Can we also add in on 131060, do you have a basic item that everybody
that
else raves
lacking
about, like tracksuit, that you're just like, nah, I'm fine.
Great. 131060.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy this afternoon and on 131060. What piece of clothing does everybody else have but you just thought, nah.
And this is so weird because I just want to do a quick roll call around the room because usually, Jesse, obviously you're there, Carrie, you're there, I'm here, and then usually it's our executive producer, Sonda, but Sonda is gone and the woman replacing her seems to be some kind of classy stripper that's joined us.
I'm sassy, guys.
Hot pink tracky
J-Lo's
pants.
J-Lo's here.
That say juicy on the bum. We brought Sonda tracksuit pants because the weirdo does not own a pair of tracksuit pants. She wears day wear like jeans and lounges around and lies in bed on her sick days in jeans and then puts a nightie on and goes to bed.
Yes, over the jeans.
She has no in-between clothes and she lies down in bed in jeans. It's weird.
And so we've gone for some juicy couture pink trackies. Don, give us a quick review. How do they feel?
I hate them.
No, I sorry. Obviously you don't like that they're hot pink and say juicy.
I feel, I've got Diamantes on my
butt. Okay, but pretend they were black or grey and just, you know, and you're wearing them at home. Would you feel more comfortable?
Yes, they are stretchy and soft and running your hands up your thighs.
Yeah, isn't
feels
it amazing?
Good.
Yeah.
Because they're like velour.
They are, oh my God, we turned it. See, that's the Sonda I know and love. Yeah. There she is.
Do you want more of this though? Or do you want me back
to
in
be
my
honest,
jeans
you are
and not touching myself?
You're rubbing your thighs. A little too much for my comfort levels, but that's okay. G'day, Mark.
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, pretty good. What have you got to add?
I'm so on with Sonda. It is clothes until bedtime. PJs are for bed. Trackies are the death.
Oh. So
the death.
Mark, what do you do for work? Like, what are you getting home in?
Mate, I work demolition.
Yeah, so you keeping your work gear on until
demolition
bed?
Demolition clothes on the couch.
I am covered head to toe in rubble, dust, everything.
That's ridiculous.
Rubble is such a fun word, isn't it?
Don't you just want to ever be comfortable?
I am comfortable in my work boots till bedtime.
Yeah, good on you. Good on you, Mark. Thank you for getting involved.
What about Candace? Candace, how do you feel about the current state of affairs of Sonda?
First of all, can I just say a shout out to Romani?
Good on you, Candace. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm all with Sonda. I live in jeans.
Yes.
Dude. And even better, jeggings.
Okay. Jeggings I will pass as almost tracksuit. But jeans is not. Candace, do you own tracksuit pants?
No.
Yes.
We should make treens.
Like, tracksuit jeans?
Yes.
Isn't that kind of what a jegging is?
No, because they're leggings. We should make comfortable.
That's actually a great call.
We should make comfortable tracksuit pants that look like jeans. Candace, would you wear treens?
Oh, I'd give it a shot.
Good on you, Candace. You're the face of the company. Well done.
Hey, Drew, how do you feel about not owning tracksuit pants?
I feel good. I think track pants are weird.
Yes. What about?
What's weird about them?
I just don't see the point in spending money on them when I just have plenty of jeans to wear.
What about treens?
Or
Drew?
Jacksuit pants.
Jacksuit pants is way better.
send me some, I'll wear them. Otherwise, nah.
Okay. If you send me some, I'll wear them.
They don't exist.
They will.
Hey, Liz, we're going to give you the final word on this. How do you feel about the lack of tracksuit in Sonda's life?
I feel amazing. I think, Carrie, you should stop trying to chav her out. And you should just stick with your jeans, babe.
But I think you're misinterpreting. I've got jeans on now. I love a jean, Liz.
There's no space for tracksuits, babe, unless you're a chav. Is your name Vicky Pollard? No. And you don't need tracksuits.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Right around Australia for your Thursday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This sucks. This sucks. There's a surprise coming up.
A surprise is a funny way. A surprise has such positive connotations.
Yeah, not on this show.
What's about to happen next? I'll give you an example of the last two surprises Jessie had for us. One involved you carrying me around in a backpack. Actually, that was pretty
fun.
That was fun. And the other was that we should put socks in a blender and blend them and then you drink it.
I spewed in a bin.
Yeah.
But now I've still come back into the studio and oh, there's a tarpaulin down on the floor, but only under me.
I mean, that's good. I will say after the pureeing of the socks, I stormed out of the studio and said it was ridiculous. I thought it was dangerous and I didn't want to be a part of this show anymore.
You just wanted an early knockoff.
I'm definitely staying in the studio to witness this time.
Then let's take turns. I'll go.
No, you need to stay.
We're going to do it next. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Thursday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, this is pretty funny.
We're sitting on the floor.
You look like a five-year-old. You're sitting cross-legged in the middle of a tarpaulin on the ground.
Mate, you told me to.
Well, I said to get on all fours, which you didn't need to do, but it just amused me.
So so I'm the only one that has no idea what's happening here.
Well, this is Jesse's idea. I just cottoned onto it when I saw the item underneath the desk that he was bearing away. But I did say to him, I want no part in this. I don't want this to have been my idea because it's definitely not my idea. It's funny you're wearing white pants. Definitely not my idea.
What's going to happen here?
I think this is going to be great, guys. I think it's going to be really good for the show. Now, because you have held a world record in your life, haven't you?
Yes, most hugs in a minute. Thank you.
Tommy, have you ever held a world record?
Yeah, we talked about it the other day. No, I can't.
Obviously, Lester laughs.
Not off the top of your head. No.
So I've got a world record.
Sorry,
here.
I attended the biggest ever cuddle party.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's not really your record, though. Yeah, not really.
I think the show should hold this world record, right? I saw the headline: "Woman smashes world record."
I already know.
Crushing watermelons with thighs.
It's only three, isn't it?
What do you reckon the time is on it?
I think it was in a minute. Was it?
Mm-mm.
No, because I've been learning to ride a bike today and my thighs are cooked, so it's over to you, mate.
I've got the strongest thighs in the business.
And isn't
that's
also
what I'm often known for.
Yes, you are. Isn't it also, Jesse, just to pick up, isn't it the most number of watermelons smashed by a woman between her thighs?
Yes. Yeah.
So good on you, Bickers. Go for it.
No, but we've got the time for men here as well. So
what do you mean? Oh, there's a time for men.
But the time for men is actually longer than the time for women. So it's an easier record to beat.
I can guarantee you right now, there is no chance of me squashing that watermelon with my thigh. Like, there's just no chance. I'm happy to give it a try because you know I'm a doer and I like to get involved. But I just don't want you to have high expectations.
I will smash that watermelon between my thighs.
Is there any? There's no.
Look at you eyeing off the watermelon as well.
I couldn't do damage to my bits or anything.
That is not a world record.
Like if I pull a muscle,
attitude.
No, I just don't want to pull a muscle.
I don't know. If you swallow seeds, sometimes watermelons can grow inside you.
So am I going first? There's no way. Before we start, press down on that.
Of course, we have an incredible opener made up for this.
Watermelon sugar. Watermelon sugar. Watermelon sugar thigh.
I love it.
If you do want to check this out, at Carrie Tommy Show, we'll chuck it up on the socials. But the
Does
time...
Does she sit on a chair?
No, so she sits down on the ground.
But like with how?
And then she puts the watermelon in between, just above your knees, between your thighs, and then you lock your feet
tell you
together.
What. The only thing worse than sitting on the ground attempting this, it feels weirder to watch.
Okay, so hold on. I've got to put the mic down for a sec.
The time to beat was 3 and 7.5 seconds.
I can't even lift it up.
We only got one.
But we could only get one today. So we'll just time it by three.
What a vote of confidence in the team. The world record's three. We only bought one. Jeez, where did you guys cut budget? You won't believe it. It's in the watermelon.
Okay.
All right.
Come on, Bickers.
Ready?
Concentrate.
Hold on, I can't even hold it up between my thighs.
Do you want me to hold your microphone?
Yeah.
Okay. Now talk through your tactics.
It's very heavy. I'm lifting it up.
It weighs 10 kilos. Belle weighed it at
between my thighs. Oh, I'm getting birthing flashbacks, but sure.
Okay.
How's and then yep. do the toes and now, legs together.
Have you hooked your feet together? Yep. Hook your feet together yep. and then squeeze.
And now just break the watermelon.
Yeah, just break it. Okay. You've got 7.5 seconds.
Keep it up between my thighs.
Okay. Come on now, just smash that into pieces.
Big squeeze.
Oh, God. You could almost make a juice out of it. Here we go. What do you mean, Sonia? Mate, hot tip here. You were going to shit yourself before that watermelon
Ah, tell me, look who it's fallen to. Okay.
I'm so good. How long has this been? How long have we got? Are we good still?
We've
good
got to plenty of time. Do we? Okay. Plenty of time for this.
What year do you reckon we'll start doing radio that you could won't have to watch?
I think it's called TV, mate.
Again, at Carrie Tommy Show, if you do want to see any of this, it'll all go up on the socials.
Okay, now it's your turn. Okay.
Now, I've got legs that could be... Oh, my God.
I can't actually see what he's doing.
It's hard to keep up, isn't it?
Not always. Just sometimes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to pass judgment. Okay, and he goes. Ready? And go.
Is it even cracking a little bit?
No, Sonda, I feel like your juicy pants might be. Oh, you've taken your juicy pants off.
I can do this, but I will shit myself.
I think you should do this. I feel like you're the team member that's going to be able to achieve this.
Donnie, producer we're going Sonda. Out tonight. Don't do your dacks, mate. I speak on all of our behalves. It's not worth it.
Producer Sonda has said from the moment I walked in today, I'll definitely be able to do this. Let's see it. Oh, God.
She did promise that something bad would happen. Oh, though.
Okay. And go. Oh! No, she can't.
Oh, my God.
No world record today, guys. Back next week. Meet you know the same place, great. Same
you know
time.
You know what's great about this? Watermelon juices for everybody.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your drive home this afternoon.
Britney Spears fronted court in America today, and it was one of the most heartbreaking testimonies I think I've ever heard from a celebrity. It was so full on. If you don't know what's been going on, you may have seen the hashtag Free Britney going around for over a year now. In 2008, Jamie Spears, which is Britney's dad, he was granted control over all of her affairs with this court-ordered thing called a conservatorship, which I didn't even really understand what it was, but it means he's in charge of everything. She makes all the money, does all the work, but he's in control of it. And that happened after she was hospitalized amid mental health concerns back in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And you may remember during that time she was in the news for doing
shaved head.
Shaved heads, yeah, all around that time. Since then, she went quiet for a while, and then a few years ago, fans started noticing that Brittany had been sending clues on social media showing that she was in a very bad way and that she was wanting to get out of the conservatorship.
Yeah, people saying, if you need help, wear yellow in your next video, things like that, and then she would.
Yeah. There was a thing about a dove, I think, posted something about doves, and then she posted something about doves. And so then the free Britney doco came out, which some people had seen, and it just sort of unpacked for you how the conservatorship has worked, what's happened with Britney over the last few years, and it's been building to this moment, and she's been fighting to get out of this 13-year conservatorship in the courts. And today we heard from Britney for the first time, and it was just absolutely heartbreaking. She started by talking about how this whole time when she was performing at Vegas and she didn't want to perform at Vegas anymore, you know, she did night after night after night. She was broken. She couldn't do it anymore. And they were forcing her to do it. And she was talking about how they started changing her medication on her mental health medication. And it got to the point where they then said, you need to go stay in a place in Beverly Hills where they're going to treat you for your mental health issues. It's going to cost you $60,000 a month, which you will pay for, and we're sending you off there tomorrow.
Yeah.
And she said she packed her bag, she went there, she worked 7 days a week with these people she didn't even know. She said the only similar thing she can liken it to is sex trafficking, making anyone work against their will, taking all of their possessions away, credit card, cash, phone, passport, placing them in a home where they work with these people they've never met. The nurses, 24/7 security, she had no doors on her rooms, so she had no privacy. She had to give over 8 vials of blood each week to show what was in her system. It goes on and on. It's absolutely heartbreaking.
Yeah.
She spoke about how she pretended to the world, she provided a statement, I think, in court before, she fronted up in court before and pretended to be okay to the world. I think she's spoken a few times now about how she just didn't think anyone believe her, what was going on. And she said, I'm not okay. I can't sleep. I'm so angry. It's insane. I'm depressed. I cry every day. She said her mom, her dad, her management, everyone involved in what they've done to her should be jailed. Yeah. She said it's that bad what they've done to her.
Because it's so tough, particularly when you mentioned before about the footing the bill, the $60,000 a week. Even this, she's paying both sides.
Is she?
For this, yeah. So because to keep the conservatorship going, she's paying for them to do that, right? And it also, one of the more sickening aspects of it, I thought, was the not being able to come off birth control.
Yeah, she says, I want to be able to get married and have a baby. I was told right now, I'm not able to get married or have a baby. I have an IUD inside of myself right now that they've made me have so I don't get pregnant. Nope. She said, I deserve to have a life. I've worked my whole life. I just want a break and I just want to do what I want to do.
You know what might be good that comes out of this is it's obviously heartbreaking, but now the world realizes that people with mental health problems, they face this type of stuff, obviously not this high profile and this amount of money involved.
But the control and
getting everything taken away from them and any of their rights taken away from them. And maybe this is a discussion that gets brought to the forefront a bit more and you realise that, hey, this isn't just Britney Spears. This has happened to people for years.
Well, she's spoken about in there, she spoke about Paris Hilton. She spoke about Miley Cyrus. She's mentioned other people that have been controlled along the way. She has had so much support today. Mariah Carey's tweeted about Justin Timberlake. I spoke out. I remember he was formerly with Britney and was famously made a comment about her, I think, that gained traction a few months ago again.
Yeah, I got JT's tweet here. After what we saw today, we should all be supporting Britney this time, regardless of our past, good and bad, and no matter how long ago it was. What's happening to her is just not right. No woman should ever be restricted from making decisions about her own body.
I mean, there's a long legal battle ahead. This is just the beginning. But I can't imagine even just her being able to speak from the heart about what's actually happened in her life. Must be such a weight off her shoulders.
Yeah.
I hope this ends in the way that it should.
Yep.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that's where you're at for your Thursday afternoon, and still heaps more to come this hour.
Oh, mate, tomorrow.
I was going to say, who cares about the rest of today's show? Let's talk about tomorrow.
Okay, so we have just heard for the first time Ed Sheeran's new song. It's his first solo song in 4 years.
Yes.
And it is amazing.
Very careful what you say, because I signed about 42 forms about that song, saying I wouldn't mention anything.
Do you not think it sounds nothing like his last few solo tracks?
I've been told to say nothing.
Well, everybody, you're all going to hear it tomorrow on our show for the first time.
Yes.
Join us at 3 tomorrow. And then joining us is Ed Sheeran himself.
How great.
He takes the wheel for the drive home and joins our show.
Do you reckon tomorrow? He's feeling that somewhere in the world? He's just going, oh, geez, that's going to be good.
So much to talk to him about. But what have we still got to come?
As I said earlier, who cares? It's okay. Tomorrow.
But I want to hear about your biking this morning, though. Okay. Tell me you're going to tell me about your biking.
Yeah, I feel like because you want to hear about it, you know it didn't go great.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Dua Lipa's We're Good. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon.
And if you have just joined us, firstly, welcome. Super cool, your dial. Don't go anywhere. I am going on a extreme mountain biking holiday
which is what you do when you're an extreme mountain biker.
Yes.
Only you're not.
No. Never really ridden a bike before. So jumped on one a couple of weeks ago and I thought, I'm not good at this. And so I went to the phones here. I said, can anyone help me ride a bike? Well, we had a wonderful name, wonderful guy by the name of Warren Kay get in touch.
Wonderful name.
And he took me out to have a lesson this morning.
Yeah. So just for people that don't understand, I mean, I know everyone thinks they know what mountain biking is, but mountain biking is essentially you start at the top of a hill and then you just roll down.
This is down in Tasmania and it's 3 nights and like 30K a day through bush tracks and then there's accommodation.
But it's not just like going along a nice track.
No.
It's pretty hectic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Aren't you like downhill skiing but on a bike?
Yes, essentially.
With obstacles?
Yes, that's exactly right. And there's tree roots and rocks and all those things. And so a lot of the things I was getting taught this morning was to not die.
So is he the guy that said he ruptured his spleen?
No,
was that
a different guy?
No. What about the guy that said, was he the one that said he broke some bones?
No.
Okay.
Although he did show me his hand, Warren showed me his hand today, and he has still got a big lump on the side from where he busted his hand. Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you want to do it?
Yeah. Anyway, he's fantastic. If you want to check out their stuff, at @bike_now on Instagram, see if you think this would instill you with a lot of confidence. So first thing he did, he showed me this little like path. And he's like, I'm just going to go down there and I'm going to watch you go down. And it's the first thing he said. And I went, I'm not going to make it down that. And you've seen it. How would you describe it?
Like a young boy learning to ride a bike for the first time.
That's exactly what it was.
And slowly plodding down a hill.
Yeah. And it's not a steep hill, is it?
No.
But from the top of it, I was like, I'm just going to stack down this.
Yeah. You went so slow.
So slowly. And I actually thought, maybe that was not bad because I didn't stack. And I went, maybe that was not bad. And he opened his mouth and I thought Woz was going to say, you know what? You're going to be fine. And he went, you're no good. You'd be dead in Tasmania. And then we started riding a little bit more. And and this was us just having a chat mid-ride.
I was a little disheartened when I asked Wazza, has he ever seen someone more unco? And the silence. You could have driven a truck through the silence that was left as he scanned his many, many years of back catalogues of riding with people. And he responded by saying,
not sure.
not sure.
Okay, we've got a tough bit coming up. It can be done one-handed, I believe.
That's so unfair when you're doing it one-handed.
Did you do it one-handed?
No, mate. He was filming. At one stage, he was filming, and I waved to the camera and nearly came off the track.
Is it true that he said you're the worst?
He said I'm the worst, yeah.
Yeah, person he has ever ridden with, ever.
Yeah, yeah. He said my starting level was the worst. Yeah. But he was so great. He said by the end of it, he's like, no, you'll survive.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. He said I understood the theory of how to get better.
Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Thursday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, because you won't believe what time it is.
This is a shout out to Marnie. Zarin, did you want a shout out?
Yeah, shout out.
I get a shout.
Sure. Do you want more shout outs?
No.
I'll give shout outs all show.
No.
Shout out again to Romani. Oh, this is Romani.
It's Carrie's shout-outs.
This is a shout-out to me. Now, I've got to apologise because when you started this, I was not on board.
My first ever shout-out to Romani, my friend. I just wanted to say hello to her because she started 14 days of quarantine in the hotel. That's and then how
you
it all began.
And then you made her call the show and you gave her our hotline number so she could get through, definitely.
I didn't know. I just said if you want to call at any time.
You yelled like this at the producer, Annabelle, get Romani to call! And then I, after hearing a few more shout-outs, I thought, hang on, there's something in this. Shout-outs are fantastic, but they're too random. They're too unpredictable. So instead, maybe we should focus our shout-outs on just one person. What are you calling for today, Tennille?
I'm just calling because I want to give a shout-out to Romani.
Elijah, how are you?
Oh, I just wanted to shout-out Romani.
Dino, why are you calling today?
Oh, to give a shout-out to Romani. Yeah, no, I hope she has a good week, eh? Yeah.
Corey, how's your day going?
First and foremost, I'd like to give it out to Romani.
Yep.
We don't stop there. We'd like to shout-out to Romani's dad, Romani's mum. Probably the first year seven high school teacher that she had. Romani's best friend from second grade. Probably the first boy that she kissed down there behind the toilet, you know, in year six. And it was probably the guy that she used to buy the bacon egg rolls from when she first started work.
Oh, my. And Biggers, do you want to pretend like you don't know who's on the phone now?
Oh, look who we've got. Oh, we got? My God, it's Romani.
Yay, Romani.
Romani.
Who ever thought that this was going to be a segment? I just am, I cannot believe it.
From a level of 1 to 10, just how much you're hating this. I know you hate attention.
Oh, my God. My heart is beating. I was about to message you going, what do I say on radio? What do I say?
Romani, you don't have to do anything. You're just existing, being you, and that's fantastic. We've been promoting that we've got Ed Sheeran on the show tomorrow, and to be honest, I've been getting a few messages that were like, who cares? We've got Romani today.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Ed Sheeran's going to give a shout out to me, but, you know, maybe I'm pushing my
Okay, here's a question for you. Since old mate over here, Tommy's taken this to the nation, if we took it to the world, who would you – we've heard from listeners who shouted out to you. You don't know them, but they're gorgeous for shouting out to you. Who would you like – famous person
you
would you like a shout out from?
You know. You definitely know. You know me too.
Romani,
well,
I've already given you a shout out.
Does it start with K?
No.
Oh, Jay. I thought Jay. Oh, what I thought this? Jason, your husband. He can just tell you that at home tonight.
Justin Timberlake.
Is it Timberlake?
Yes. Wow. Look, if that would happen, that would. Like, my life is over.
I thought it was Kim Kardashian, so no, I was wrong.
No, JT. Yeah. JT.
Actually, I do remember when you came to watch an episode of Rove when I was on it when JT was on. Now it reminds me of your love for the man.
Romani, how jealous is because she can't let you have the spotlight for 1 second before she goes, by the way, I was on with JT and you were there in the audience.
Romani was there.
In the audience.
Yeah. No, well, I didn't hang with him, let's be honest.
Romani, I feel like it would be unfair of us. We've obviously given so many shout-outs and you're on the show now. Is there anyone you'd like to shout out to?
Oh, look, I feel like I need a lot of shout-outs because the amount of messages that I've been getting, they're like, you have to make me famous. So I don't feel like there's enough time in the show to give the amount of shout-outs that I need to. So.
If there was just one person and maybe the most shouted-out person of this week needed another one, who would you give a shout-out to?
Oh, Romani.
Good on you, Romani.
Is that where you were going?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is pretty exciting.
Isn't it?
Up next, we're chatting to an Olympian, someone who is about to go the Tokyo Olympics.
An Olympian?
Yeah.
A gold medalist.
Sorry.
You've got to give the top rank
when you're
teasing.
Is that the top above? I still think Olympian is
amazing.
There are
so many more Olympians.
Okay.
There are gold. We're just not chatting to an Olympian. If you haven't won a gold medal, you're not coming on the show.
We'll do that next.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Swimming superstar and one of our favourites, Mac Horton, is back. And not only that, we've got some new theme music for him.
Mac's back in the pool. Mac's back to win some gold. Mac's back, he loved that pool. Mackie's back.
Now, Mac, I know obviously hearing the Australian anthem as you got given a gold medal would be up there, but how did that compare as a musical moment and highlight in your life?
Equally as emotional, I think.
Yeah. Hey, first of all, Mac Horton, congratulations. Yay. You're off to the Olympics.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. It's exciting. I qualified in the 4x2 freestyle relay. Didn't get the 400 individual, which is what I won a couple of years ago, which is a bit disappointing. But, yeah, grateful to still be going and be a part of the team.
Mac, how hard is it to stay mentally strong, like when you said it was a bit disappointing there to not qualify for the 400, how hard is it knowing you've got to get back in the pool and compete again and not to get in your own head?
Well, a bit disappointing is an understatement. And they were back-to-back days. So the 400 was like a Saturday, and then the 200, which I had to get for the relay spot, was the following day. So it was a brutal couple of days. But, yeah, happy to have turned it around, I guess, and still get on the team.
I mean, it's – no, you go.
Well, bro, I don't know. You know that I love you as a person, and I think you're an incredible athlete. So I don't know how to ask this question without sounding rude, but trust me, it comes with nothing but respect. I often wonder, like, when you're the best in the world in an event, and then what happens? Like, what's different? I would have thought the pool was the same every time. And so what happens to make you not go as far?
What happens to make you not go as far?
A lot of things. Okay. Well, firstly, everyone in Australia is swimming super fast. And so the two guys that beat me, you have to get the two top spots to make the individual spot. We would have all podiumed at Worlds back in 2019. That's how fast everyone was going. So I wasn't actually swimming badly. Everyone else was just swimming super well. Which is good for Australia. Not great for me, but good for Australia.
But also, I think the thing that I always think about is this is not something a couple of weeks before you were like, okay, this is what I'm going to go for and hope for. This is years and years and years in the making for one swim that then doesn't mean you can't get through in the event that you wanted to get through. Like, how do you actually work through? Like, is there a process to working through that disappointment?
Well, I'll be honest, the night of the 400 was pretty dark because, you know, it's 5 years, you have a plan, you're pretty certain that's how the plan's going to work out. And then all of a sudden it changes and you're like, oh, maybe life's not going to be what I thought it was going to be. But it was, for me, it's just about basically changing my job description. I had to quickly turn it around and basically decide that, I was going to be part of that relay team. And now instead of, you know, being the best individual swimmer I can be on the team, I wanted to get on and be the best, I guess, team player and make sure everyone else is in the right place as well to be at their best.
But that's, you've already achieved the pinnacle of sport.
And so, I want to do it again, Tommy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you do it again. But I always feel sorry when I see people that that maybe get to an Olympics. You know that they've trained for their whole lives just to get to that point. And then when they don't make a final, like with you, you've already got your trophy cabinet's full, bro. So if I see you're not qualified for something, I'm like, oh, Max, fine. He's got heaps. He's already fine. But I do feel for people. Don't you?
It doesn't really work like that.
Okay. That's why you're not an Olympian, and Mac is.
Mate, if I got.
But I guess what you're saying is everyone that's in the pool has a dream.
Yeah.
And they're all trying to chase it, and the reality is not everyone is going to fulfill that dream. Which is why we love sport, I guess.
Yeah.
If everyone did it, it would be boring.
Well, you might be slightly disappointed in yourself, but we can't be more excited that we're going to get to watch you in the 4x200 relay team. When do you go and what's the plan when we get there? I hear it's there's a bonk ban in place, so no bonking for you, Matt, when you're there. Sorry. Only getting 6 condoms, not 24. So I don't know what you were planning, but.
Nothing, because I have a beautiful girlfriend, Ella. I actually don't know the dates of when we leave. I'm currently in Townsville because can't go home to Victoria in case I get stuck. So the whole team's coming up to Queensland. And then we all come together in Cairns for 2 weeks and form a bit of a bubble before we go overseas. There's a charter flight, which I think picks up the rollers from Darwin and then stops and picks us up in Cairns. And then we go on to Tokyo. And then we'll just be in the village. And as soon as we're done, we'll come home and quarantine somewhere.
Is the rowing better in Darwin?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. They're just running a bus route, but with a plane, I think.
Mac, we love seeing you perform. We can't wait to do it again. All the best, and hopefully we'll chat to you soon.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country, if you drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Come on, let me show you what it's all about. Every time we play, you could win $10,000.
Cents.
On the Hit Network, it's the Morning Crew.
Carrie and Tommy's.
Alphabet.
Cents.
And if you're listening and think, oh, sure, they always play this, but the big prize never goes off. Well, you're wrong.
What's that big prize again? Remind me.
10,000 cents.
And how much is that in dollars? Because I always
doesn't matter. Stop trying to make it about dollars. Okay. We're trying to make people sense. Last week, Cindy did win 10,000 cents. Leah, g'day.
Hello. How you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Do you need some more sense in your life?
Oh, I do.
Our letter for today is L.
Is in Luxembourg, perhaps?
Luxembourg. I'm not sure.
Okay, both start with an L.
Is it Luxembourg?
Luxembourg.
I don't, it sounds weird now.
I don't even know what it is.
It's a place.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'm assuming that's going to be one of the questions, Leah.
It
is 100 cents right for each answer, and if you get all 10 correct, it is 10,000 cents. You have 30 seconds. You ready to go?
I'm ready. Let's go.
A girl's name.
Luxembourg.
Lucy.
A city.
Luxembourg.
A drink.
Lime cordial.
A job.
Pass.
A flower.
Pass.
A kids movie.
Pass.
A dog breed.
Oh, gosh, Labrador.
There we go, a TV show.
Pass.
Something that rhymes with Luxembourg. I was trying to give you Luxembourg because you put it down as a city when it's in fact a country.
Yeah. To be fair, you didn't even know what it was, Tommy.
No,
I think
I'm
you
just reading
give
off
that
the
to...
page.
Yeah, I'm not very good with places either. So,
no, Leah, but you did. It's just, you go to say you did great, isn't it? That's like the standard textbook thing.
She didn't.
You did all right, Leah.
That's all right.
Leah, the good news is 400 cents is all yours.
Woo, thank you.
Also, when there was the question, a girl's name, did you say Lucy?
Yeah.
Why did you say Leah?
I thought that'd be cheating.
Good on you, Leah. Thank you, mate.
Thank you. Good job, Mummy.
Oh.
Give another 100 cents.
Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Thursday afternoon, and there is still plenty more to come to Savo, but tomorrow.
Guys. I mean, this is big, guys, because a lot of people have been starting to talk around the streets. Can Carrie and Tommy get the big guests? And I understand why they've been saying that, because we couldn't get Miguel.
We did get him, though, in the end. Yeah. Miguel from the living room.
Yeah, we think.
He called in. It was definitely Miguel.
There was a stage when we couldn't get comedian Luke McGregor, and he was living with me at the time.
No, we still haven't got him, have we?
No, we haven't. Luke, if you're listening, 0407, you haven't called me in a long time.
But tomorrow on the show, something special is happening. We have the one and only Ed Sheeran taking the wheel tomorrow on our show.
Yes.
We'll get to hear his new song. We'll all hear it together. It's a banger.
And will it be a prank where we find out it's just actually Luke McGregor holding a guitar? Wait and see.
It's not. Ed Sheeran joins us tomorrow on the show.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I think I've got a new career in the making.
Okay.
Because I've discovered that I have an uncanny ability at a very niche profession. So see this game that I've got in front of me?
Oh, I love
just
a board game.
Just a quick glance. What is it?
Yep, what's Battle the game? In the Deep.
Oh, okay.
What?
I thought you were going to say Battleships.
Well, it's the same thing, isn't it?
It is the same thing.
I used to play it as a kid.
Except guess how much Battleships is?
The game?
Mm.
$19.95?
Even more.
$29.95.
Guess how much Battle in the Deep is?
$9.95?
$4. So,
but it's the same.
It's the same thing, right? But because clearly there's a copyright. So there was another game there, and it was called Tumbling Tower. Can you guess?
Jenga.
So Jenga was $20. Tumbling Tower was $7.
Crazy.
And I thought, geez, I can come up with these.
Are you going to come up with budget alternatives to games?
Names, just the names. We still will just rip off their game, but I'm going to give you the budget names I've come up with and see if you can guess what game it
Amazing.
Is.
Amazing. I love this.
Jesse, some showbiz music. Thank you, Bickers. Jeez, Jesse. Bickers beat you out of her mouth. And you've got a whole world of noises. Jesse.
Great.
First one, Bickers. What is Cube of Colors Puzzle?
Oh, Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, bang! Give yourself a ding. There we go.
Cube
Great work.
Of colors.
What about this one, Bickers? Famished mammals.
Hungry hippos.
Congratulations. What about this one? Buy houses until your sibling punches
Monopoly.
You.
Monopoly.
There you go. Well done.
I hate that game so much.
What about this one? Cyclone in brackets, but for your feet and hands.
Oh, farting. Twister.
There you go.
Cyclone.
Because you're losing.
Twister.
And this game was only for you and you're losing.
Okay, I love
this
game. I do love board games too.
Okay.
God, I've never seen Jessie so excited. We're having a board game night tonight. Are you going to be like this when we play, Jess?
I just love guessing games.
Yeah.
Okay, what about this one? Letters mix up, now unmix them.
Yeah. What's
Jessie,
it called?
Scrabble.
Yes, Scrabble.
I couldn't remember. I was so mixed up I couldn't get it. I'm fresh. I'm stressed.
You suck at this game.
Okay, have you got one for Pictionary or categories? Have you got one for Boulder
What about
Dash?
This? What about this? Drawy, guessy,
Jessie,
guessy.
Yes?
Pictionary.
Damn it.
You didn't buzz in. You didn't buzz in with your name.
Pictionary.
Pictionary, Jessie, correct. Well done. And the final one, this is, let's say, for the win. Hint, though.
Oh.
Hint, though. Hint, though.
Guess who?
No. Hint, though.
You know?
No. Hint, though.
Yeah, you just keep saying it. Doesn't help me.
Is it a card
hint
game?
Hint is another word for?
Guess?
No.
Oh, Jessie, Cluedo! Cluedo!
Sonda won the game.
And you've won yourself a limited edition game of Hint, though.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.